Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf lamed vav, and we're at the two dots, about 10 lines from the top of daf lamed vav amud aleph. So at the end of last week, we began the fourth perek in Masechta Sanhedrin, perek echad dinei mominus, which begins with a similarity between dinei mominus and dinei nefashis, and then says, stating there, 10 differences between Dine Mominus and Dine Nefashis. The one that we're up to now is the Mishnah said that Dine Mominus Maschilu Min HaGadol. When it came time for the respective Tayyonim to issue their verdict, so the Gadol Sheba Dayyonim, he would be the one to issue his verdict first, and then afterwards the other ones would. When it comes to Dine Nefashis, Maschilu Min HaTzad, they Dafka wouldn't start from the Gadol. What does Maschilu Min HaTzad mean? So it's a discussion in the Rishonim. Does it mean it was the smallest, quote-unquote, the Dayanim, he was the one who issued his verdict first? Doesn't mean as long as it's not the greatest. If it means the smallest, does that mean amongst the 23 Dayanim? So number 23 issues his verdict first, then number 22, then number 21? Or is it just enough that it's not the Gadol first, or it's just enough that it's the Katan first? So I am Rishonim for many variables, but for now, the Gemara begins with a Dvar HaGadol. Amar Rav, the Amor Rav said, Ano Havoi, B'minyon of the Bei Rebbe. I had the schus of sitting on Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's Bezdin. And there was a case where there was Dinei Mominus, Umino Didi Havi Maschil B'Reisha. And they started from me, meaning they asked me first what my verdict was. The Mishnah says you're supposed to be Maschil Min HaGadol, and it's true that Rav was great. Rav was an Amora, who's also a Tanahu Upalig. But if he sat on Rebbe's Bezdin, that means Rebbe himself sat on the Bezdin. And Rebbe was the greatest. So if there's a halacha of Maschilim and Agadol, how could Rav, who clearly wasn't the Gadol, have been the first one to issue his verdict? Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbe Breder Rava, V'itema Rabhilo Breder Abvelis, Shani Minyonet Bei Rebbe, Tekulu Minyonayo Minatzad, Havi Maschli. Rebbe's Bezdin was different. It's true. Ordinarily, Dine Mominus, Maschilim and Agadol. That's the way it should be. But Rebbe's Bezdin was an exception. And the reason Rebbe's Bezdin was an exception, says Rashi, Mipnei Anova Yeseir Shahisabai, because Rebbe himself was a great Anov. He was so humble that he didn't want that it should start from him. So despite the fact that he was technically the greatest of the Dayanim, and the halacha ordinarily is that when it comes to Dinei Mominus, Maschilin Min HaGadol, but Rebbe's best was the exception to the rule. Why? Mipnei Anova Yeseiru Shahoisabai. We're going to get back to that. So we just mentioned something that Rabba, the son of Rava, said. Others say that it was Rab Hillel Breid Rab Velis. So it's not often that you see this combination. Amar Rabba Breider Rava, the Itema Rav Hillel Breider Avelis. The Gemara is going to tell us there's another member in Shas that was said over by the same Amar Rav. But Amar Rabba Breider Rava, the Itema Rav Hillel Breider Avelis. Mi Mois Moshev Ad Rebbe, Loi Matsinu Teira Ugedula B'makoy Mechad. A well-known Gemara from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu up until the times of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, 1,500 or so years later. It would take until you find another person that was Torah v'gdula b'makom echad. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah v'gdula b'makom echad. The next person that would fit that criteria of being Torah v'gdula b'makom echad would be Rebbe. Now, the words Torah v'gdula b'makom echad are thrown around. Someone that knows how to learn a little bit, the Hatta Bisself and the Masa, so he's already Torah v'gdula b'makom echad. But if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi has a very strict definition of what Torah v'gdula b'makom echad is. Rashi says, Torahson vil gedulason shal Yisrael ba'adam echad. She'en kamoisoi b'chol Yisrael b'Torah v'gdula. The definition of Torah v'gdula b'makom echad isn't just someone that has Torah and has gedula, but rather, this is someone who's the greatest in the world in Torah. He's also the greatest in the world of Gedula. Says Rashi, Kigoy Moshe, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal Yogadol HaKol Yisrael, B'malchus of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Gadol Hador in Torah, obviously. He was also the Gadol Hador in Gedula. Says Rashi, why? Because he was the Melech. The Chain Rebbe, 1,500 years later, there would be a Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, who was also Torah v'Gedula b'Makom Echad. How so? Because he was the Nasi, thus he had Gedula, and he also was the greatest in his generation of Torah. So Rashi is saying two things. Number one, you know what the definition of Torah v'Gedula b'Makom Echad is? It doesn't just mean someone who has Torah and he has Gdula. That there were many people that were Torah v'Gdula. But to be the greatest in the Dar, the Gadol HaDar, to be Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and at the same time to be the wealthiest man, number one on the Forbes 400 list, that's already something that Lo Matzino. You'd have to go from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi to find one person who was the biggest Talmud Chacham. He was the Gadol HaDar in Torah, and he was also the Gadol HaDar in Gedula. What's interesting is that Rashi over here defines Gedula as Malchus, Nesios, as if the definition is Sror, it's power. That's the definition of Gedula. Moshe Rabbeinu was the most powerful man. He was the Melech of Klal Yisrael. So was Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. He was the Nasi. If you take a look at Rashi, Masechtas Gittin, Daf Nun Tesam and Aleph, that's the other place in Shas with this exact Gemara is mentioned. Rashi over there teaches Gedula as Ashiras, the way it's more commonly teached. So whether it was Malchus, whether it was Ashiras, says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbi, Moshe ad Rabbi le Matzino Torah v'Gedula b'makam echvek Gemara v'loyes. That's over. Habi Yeshua. What about Yeshua ben Nun? After Moshe Rabbeinu died, so who took over? Yeshua. Now Yeshua was presumably the greatest in his generation in Torah. That's why he becomes the next leader of Klal Yisrael. He was also a melech. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech, Yeshua was also a melech. But the Gemara says, no, Havi Elazar. It's true that Yeshua ben Nun was great in learning, but there was also a Lazar. Rashi says, Chazeri b'Torah, who was just as great as him in learning, so that Yeshua wasn't the greatest. He had a chavrusa. There was someone that was on par with him, who was that Elazar Kohen Gadol. Afraid the Gemara of Havi Pinchas. What about after Elazar Kohen Gadol died, Pinchas becomes the next leader. Pinchas was also Torah v'Gdula b'Malkim Echad. Zach the Gemara, no, Havi Skenim. There was a Skenim. Who were the Skenim? Rashi says, Kegoyin Asniel, that's Asniel ben Kenaz, the Aftzon, who was Boyaz. Afraid the Gemara of Havi Shal. What about Shal HaMelech? Shal HaMelech, Lechura, was the greatest in his generation in Torah. He was also the Melech. Says the Gemara, Havi Shmuel. It's not true. When Shal was alive, there was Shmuel. And Shmuel, although he wasn't as great as Shaul in Gedula, because Shaul was the Melech and Shmuel wasn't the Melech. Shmuel was only a Navi, but in Torah he was certainly as great, maybe even greater than Shaul. But Freik the Gemara v'anach nafshe, what about after Shmuel died? Shmuel died while Shaul was still alive and while Shaul was still Melech. So for that period of time that Shaul was the Melech and Shmuel was no longer alive, at that point, wasn't Shaul Torah v'Gdula b'Malkim Echad? So the Gemara says he was. True, good point. But Kule Shnei Kamrinam. The way Tosis explains that in the beginning of Shaul's term as Melech, he wasn't Torah v'Gdula b'Malkim Echad. So that our Gemara, this Braisa that says, Moshe ad Rebbe lo Matzinu Torah v'Gdula b'Malkim Echad, we mean that from the time that this Gadol became the Melech, from the time that he achieved his Gedula, Le'matzinu Torah v'Gedula b'Malkim Echad, and that's not true about Shaul. Because although later, some point during Shaul's term, he would be Torah v'Gedula b'Malkim Echad, but not at the beginning. At the onset of his term, he wasn't Torah v'Gedula b'Malkim Echad. That's why he doesn't meet this criteria. Freik, the Gemara b'Havet David, what about David HaMelech? Wasn't David HaMelech Torah v'Gedula b'Malkim Echad? Says the Gemara, no. Havi Ira, Hayyiri. There was Ira, Hayyiri. Tosfos says, why didn't the Gemara ask for Machi Teufel? Why didn't the Gemara talk about Mepi Boishes, who also lived in the time of David? But either way, David wasn't Torah v'Gedula b'Malkim Echad. Freik the Gemara v'Anach Nafshe. What about after Ira, Hayyiri died? So after Ira, Hayyiri was no longer alive, wasn't David at that point Torah v'Gedula b'Malkim Echad? Says the Gemara, the same Teretz, Kulushne, Kamrina. It's true. So there is a period of time where David is Torah v'Gedula b'Malkim Echad, just like there was a period of time that Shaul was Torah v'Gedula b'Malkim Echad. But we mean someone from the moment that he became king until the moment his term ended, for him to, during that entire period, be the greatest in Gedula, which he would be by being king, and also the greatest in Torah, that's something that you don't find. What about Shlomo HaMelech? Havi Shimi Ben Gera? No, there was Shimi Ben Gera. Chatle, but Shimi Ben Gera died. As a matter of fact, Shlomo HaMelech killed him. So after Shimi Ben Gera was no longer alive, at that point, Shlomo was Torah v'Gedula b'Malkim Echad. Same Teretz. Kulishnei Kamrinam. Havi Chizkiya. What about Chizkiya? Melech Yehuda, Havi Shevna. Shevna was as great in him in learning. Va Iktel, Shevna was killed. Kule Shnei Kamrina, the same exact text. Va Havi Ezra. What about Ezra? Havi Nechemya ben Chachalya. There was Nechemya, and Nechemya was even greater than Ezra in terms of the protection, in terms of the influence that he had over the Persian government. So although Ezra was greater than Nechemya in Torah, but in Gedula, Nechemya was actually greater than Ezra. Amar Rav Adi Bar Ahava, Afani Oimer. I believe that I can add that me Mois Rebbe va Ad Rav Ashi. Matzinu, Torah, the Gedula b'Malkim Echad. So Rabbi Berei de Rava, and some say it was Rav Hillel Berei de Ravelis, said that from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until the times of Yehuda HaNasi, Lo Matzinu, Torah, the Gedula b'Malkim Echad. And even though there were others that seemed to at first glance have potentially been able to make that very short list, the Gemara said why they're not included. But Rav Abba Bar Hava said, I have a third person. I have a third person that meets the criteria of Teira B'Gdula B'Makam Echad. And who is that? Afani Yom. Mimais Rebbe Vad Rav Ashi Le'matzinu Teira B'Gdula B'Makam Echad. Rav Ashi. Faith the Gemara, the law, is that true? Vav Huna Bar Nosan. And Tosfos says, Shay Yekar V'Malchus, quoting the Gemara, Zvachim Yetesam and Aleph, that Huna Bar Nosan had more influence within the government than Rav Ashi did. So L'chura, he would be considered the Gadol Hadar in Malchus and Srara, not Rav Ashi. Says the Gemara, it's true, but at the same time, Huna Bar Nosan, Mekav HaVikayif Le'd Rav Ashi, he used to be Machnia himself to Rav Ashi. So though technically he had more influence than Rav Ashi did, but because he acted as if he didn't, it's for that reason that Rav Ashi is considered to have been the Gadol in Gdula. Of course, he was the Gadol in Torah. So says the Gemara, we have three people. We have Moshe Rabbeinu, we have Yehuda Hanasi, and we have Rav Ashi. All three of these Gedolei Yisrael were Torah v'Gdula b'Makom Echad. So a few ha'aris. Number one. So the Gemara began. The Gemara said that Dinei Mominus was a Mishnah, Maschilim ben Agadol. Rab said, "I know avoy b'minyan adoy Rabbi. I sent a Rebbe's bezin, and when Dinei Mominus came to Rebbe's court, minoy didi having maskli bereisha, they would ask me to be the one that would issue my verdict first. Now Rav wasn't the greatest. So for the Gemara, v'ana maskilim and agadol tanan, wasn't Rebbe greater than Rav? And for the Gemara, omar Rabba b'reider Rava, b'tem Rafil b'reider Avels, shani b'minyan adoy Rabbi, the kulam b'minyanayim and atzad having maskli. Rebbe's bezin was different. Why was Rebbe's different? What comes to mind is." The Mishnah at the very end of Masechta Soita, the Mishnah over there says that Mishameis Rebbe, when Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi died, Batla Anov. Rebbe was such an Anov, he was such a humble person, that from when Rebbe died, Batla Anov, there would no longer be such a humble person in the world. That's Ma'od Matim with this Rashi. That Minyan Adabei Rebbe was different. Why? Rebbe was a great Anov, so that even though the Halacha ordinarily is, that when it comes to Dinei Mominus, Maschilin, Minagadol, but Rebbe's an Anov. How do I know Rebbe's an Anov? It's a Mishnah. Mishameis Rebbe, but not Anov. In fact, the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis, Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, Kuf Talal Amid Aleph, where the Gemara discusses in great detail, Oysi Ayon Shameis Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Oysi Ayon Shameis Rebbe, but La Kedusha. There asks Akasha, Mishameis Rebbe Batl Kedusha? I thought Mishameis Rebbe Batl Anova. It's not Kedusha, it's Anova. Which one was it? Was Rebbe the greatest in Kedusha? Or was Rebbe the greatest in Anova? Now Rebbe is called Rebbeinu HaKadosh. So you see that Rebbe is associated for all future generations with Kedusha. But is it Oysa Ayom Shameis Rebbe Batl Kedusha? Or is it Mishameis Rebbe Batl Anova? So Tosfos says in the first Teretz that Kedusha Bechlal, Kedusha and Anova, they're somehow intertwined. You have to speak to the Bali Musar to understand exactly how that works. But Kedusha and Anova, it's not a contradiction. To the contrary, they work together. It works. Batla Anova, Batla Kedusha. It's of course here what Tosfos famously brings for Reb Chaim HaKohen, that what does it mean when the Gemara says, Oysa Ayom Shameis Rebbe Batla Kedusha? Doesn't mean there was no Kedusha in the world anymore, as if Rebbe was the last Kaddish. No, Shameis Rebbe Batla Anova. So what does it mean, Batla Kedusha? There was no Kedusha's Kohuna. Reb Chaim said, because even though a Kohen is not allowed to be in the Tamid to a Meis, but the Gadol Hadar, a Nasi, is different, and that's what it means there was no Kedusha. There was no Kedusha's Kohuna. As a matter of fact, Reb Chaim said that had I been around when Rabbeinu Tam was Nifter, I would have been Metamet to Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam was Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla, and Oysa Ayom Shemais Rebbe Batla Kedusha. So that's the second part of that Tosfos, a Tosfos that we've spoken about many, 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 many times. But the first part of Tosfos, where Tosfos is bothered, is it Oysa Ayom Shemais Rebbe Batla Kedusha, or is it Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anova? So Tosfos says you have to say it's the same thing. But bottom line, that's where this Rashi is coming from. Rashi doesn't quote the Mishnah, but it's Muva Me'elov, that Rashi means this Mishnah right here. I'll tell you something interesting. The Gemara over there, Masechta Soita, it's the very last Gemara. So if you ever made a Siyam on Masechta Soita, you've learned this Gemara. Amalei Rav Yosef Litano. So Rav Yosef told the Tana the Mishnah, who said, Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anova. He said, Loi Tisnei Anova. He said, it's a mistake. This Mishnah, this Braisa is wrong. You know why? De'ika Anova, because I'm alive. Rav Yosef lived a lot after Rebbe. Rav Yosef said, I'm a humble man. So how could you tell me that Mishneis Rebbe Batla Anova? What about me? Amalei Rav Nachman Latana. Rav Nachman told the Tana, Leitisni Yira Schait. Don't say
that there's no Yiras Chet in the world, the Ikra Anos. The obvious question is, I mean, first of all, it makes no sense. If you're saying you're an Anov, then by definition, you're not an Anov. But besides, how in the world could the great Rav Yosef have spoken this way? So the Velt says that what Rav Yosef meant to say was that he was Rosh Hashiva, and he was very bothered. He said, why am I Rosh Hashiva? I'm not the most chashuv of a person. Somebody else should be the Rosh Hashiva. Why did it fall on me? Oh, you know why? Because everybody else must be Anov. So nobody else wants to take the Shteller. The Mele trickled itself down to me. So Rav Yosef wasn't saying, like, Tisne Anov, the Ikano, I'm the Anov. He said, like, Tisne Anov, I'm the Rosh Yeshiva. And from the fact that I'm Rosh Yeshiva, that's a raya that everybody else that's more worthy than me to be Rosh Yeshiva, they're being humble. That's why I'm the one that ended up having the shteller. But it's not that the ikana that I'm the other. It's the ikana, to the contrary, that I'm the one that has the shteller. But I'm going to tell you a metzia. And it's hard to call it a metzia because it's the marsha and Chidush HaGadol right here. It's the very last marsha. It's the very last marsha in Masechta Sota. Says the marsha, the question is obvious. In derech ha-chachomim lehispoer u'lishtabeach b'malosam. And here you have Rav Yosef who says, like tisne anov et ikka anov. Rav Nachman says, like tisne yiras chet. Don't say there's no yiras chet in the world. The ikka anov makes no sense. The pasuk says, yehalelucha zav eloi picha. Says the Marsha, listen to this. He says, you know what the answer is? For Rabbi Yosef to have said I'm an Anov really wasn't a bechina of Yehalelucha Zavaloi Picha. It wasn't a bechina of him going and talking himself up and making himself look good by any Abrius. And the same was true about Rav Nachman when he said that he is a Yorichet. He says, you know why? Because Ba'osei Hadar, in that generation, nobody was machshev and anav. In that generation, nobody was machshev and yorichet. If you go to the secular world and you tell people, you know, I'm a yorichet, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't eat this, I don't go here, I don't look there, you think they're going to be impressed? They're going to think you're a loser. That's what they're going to think. They're not going to be impressed, says the Marsha. That was a generation of yireachet yemasu. So from Nachman walks in one day and he says, you know something, I'm a yorichet. They looked at him, wow, Bal Gaiva. If he would have said he's a gvir, everybody would have been jealous. If he would have said that, then people would have said, really, Nachman, you're talking about that. But to say he's a Yorichet, everyone forgived him to be a Yorichet. He says, for Rabbi Yosef to be an Anav, nobody had a problem with it. You can look it up. It's the last Marsha in Masechta Sota. Al Kapanim, that's why it wasn't Gaiva. He says, you're right. If it was something that people were Machshev, if people respected that Midah, it would have been Gaiva. But nobody respected the Midah of Anav. Nobody respected the Midah of Yorichet. How profound. That's the first order. Second order is, I saw in the Margola Sayam, he says something beautiful. He says that what's the hemshuch of these two halachas? We just mentioned two gemaras, both divrei agada to a certain extent. Number one, Rav said, "Ano havoy b'minyona de Rebbe, u'minod idi havi maschali." Aye, the Mishnah says, "B'dinei moment es maschilim and agada shana minyona de Rebbe." Rebbe's bezdin was different. Why Rashi says, "B'nei anovi yisei rishol hisabei." And then the gemara says a completely different idea. Mimois Moshe va'ad Rebbe loy matzinu. You do not find Torah v'gdula b'makom echad. And at first glance, these two ideas have absolutely nothing to do with each other. Now, why does the Gemara mention them in succession? It's an easy answer. Because it was Rabba b'rei de Rava v'itema Rav Hillel b'rei de Rav Velis that said both of these halachas. Now, had this combination said a third halacha, would probably also be here. But these are two members in Shas that we have from this combination of Amayram, and that's why they're mentioned in conjunction with each other. But I saw in the Margol Sayyam, he brings from a Kadmoin, he says, Adovah Nifla. He says, it always bothered him that he doesn't understand. How could Rebbe have been such a great honor? We just quoted the Mishnah and Soita, Mishnah Meis Rebbe, Batla Nova. We know Rebbe was a Nasi. And a Nasi is not supposed to be Moichel al Kvoide. Now the Gemara discusses in Masechtas Kedushin, Nasi Shemachel al Kvoide. Kvoide Machel? Or ain't Kvoide Machel? But Kuli Almoloi Pligi, everybody agrees that a Nasi is supposed to prav in his ears. He's supposed to be someone that people respect. If that's the case, a Nasi really should not be allowed to have another Yisera. It shouldn't be okay for a Nasi to be too humble. Because if he's going to be too humble, you know what's going to happen? People aren't going to respect him. And he says, let's take this Kasha to the next level. Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'ish Moshe Anav, Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Ish Anav. How humble? The greatest Anav in the entire world. Mikol Adam. Yet Moshe Rabbeinu we know was a melech. The Rambam says it in a whole bunch of places. We just saw Rashi here. Rashi in Agamara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech. Now melech shemachal kvoidai ain't kvoidai machal. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu be an anav Mikol Adam? L'churi was a melech. Melech shemachal kvoidei and kvoidei machal. And Rabbi Yehuda Anos, how could he have this anova yisera? L'churi was a nasi. A nasi is also not supposed to be machal kvoidei. Says the Margolis Hayam. Why is it? Why is it that if somebody is going to be humble, it may lead for people not to respect them? It's because if you act humble, then people may step on you. That's just the way it is. Sometimes you have to act with a shtolz in order for be able to mechabed you. He said, but that's only someone that's a little bit insecure in terms of who he really is. But if somebody is so great, he's so great, he's such an ish mechubed, he could be on of mikala adam and he has nothing to worry about. People are still going to respect him. Zokta Gemara, Rebbe had anova yaseira. Rebbe felt that on his bezdin, don't even start for me, even though the halach is maschilim and agada. Why? Mipnei anova yaseira shahoysabai. Stelzach the fraga, how could Rebbe be such an anov? Rebbe was a nasi. A nasi is not supposed to be moichala kvoidai. You know what the teretz is? Mimois moishavad Rebbe. Loi matzinu toira vigdula v'makam echad. There was no one in the world that was ever going to doubt whether or not Rebbe is a person that's worthy of being respected. Because Rebbe was number one, he was the gadol hador in toira. Rebbe is the gadol hador in oisher, in malchus. Rebbe's toira vigdula v'makam echad. Something that happened three times in history. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Ravashi. Somebody like Rebbe, you have nothing to worry about. So that's why these two Gemaras are put next to each other. A Gemara that says, Shana Minyana Debe Rebbe. Rebbe has another Yisera. The Kash is, how could Rebbe have another Yisera? You know what the Teretz is? Because Rebbe's Toy Vigdul Vamakam Echad. And if Rebbe's Toy Vigdul Vamakam Echad, you have nothing to worry about. I had an interesting Ha'ara, a Beis Medrash B'chiddush. And that is that we've quoted this Gemara so many times. Nedarim Lamed Ches Amen Aleph. Am Rabbi Yechanan. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashrash Chinasai. Ella, Al Chacham, Gibar, Asher, the Anav, the Kulam Yimayshah. So, in order for someone to be a Navi, he would have to be a Chacham, he would have to be wise, he would have to be a Gibar, he would have to be strong, he would have to be a Gvir, and he would have to have an Anav. And the obvious question is, Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Nefesh HaChaim, etc., everybody's bothered. I understand why a Navi had to be an Anav. I understand maybe even why he would have to be a Chacham. But to be a Gibar and an Asher, Al Yisal al Chacham b'Chachmas, a Gibar b'Gvuras, a Asher b'Asher. Kim b'Zayis Yisal al Amisal. Why are we asking? Why are we requiring? It seems like something so mundane. The Navi, the person who communicates with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is someone that had to have these Madregas. So I was thinking, it could be really the one Madrega we want the Navi to have, is that be an Anav. But the problem is, a Navi had to be a leader. And if a Navi is going to be an Anav, you know what's going to happen? People might step on him. People are going to stop respecting him. The Teretz is, if he's a Chacham, he's a Gibar, he's an Asher, he could be an Anav. People are still going to respect him. That's the point. He had to be someone that had Milus, that despite the Anav Yisera that he was going to have, he'd still be a person that people would respect. Either way, just one more Ha'ara, and that is, I saw in the Teretz Chayim, he says something beautiful. So who are the three people that are Torah V'gdul V'makam Echad? Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and Rav Ashi. You know what they have in common? Says the Teretz Chayim, there's three chalakim to Torah. There's Mikra, there's Mishnah, and there's Gemara. Who's the author of the Mikra, so to speak? Moshe Rabbeinu. Who wrote the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Who wrote the Gemara? Ravina and Ravashi. Says the Teretz Chayim, in order for someone to have been able to take upon himself this project, being Masada the Mishnah, being Masada the Gemara, he had to be someone that wasn't just great in learning, he had to be someone that was great in Gedula as well. And the reason is because he needed to be able to be Ma'asef the Chachamim, pay for manuscripts when need be. He needed the resources to be able to quarterback a project like this. And for that, it wasn't enough for him to have Torah. He would have to have Torah v'gdula b'makom echad. It's not a coincidence that these are the three people, Shemotzinu, Torah v'gdula b'makom echad. What do they have in common? They were three people that oversaw. We'll just conclude that every Friday night, you bench son, Yisimcha Likim Kefraim Kemenasha. So I once thought, why Kefraim Kemenasha? Could be because Ephraim and Menasha were Torah v'gdula b'makom echad. Ephraim and Menasha, they were Torah. They were the sons of Yosef. Ephraim learned Torah with Yaakov Avinu, but they were also Gedula. They were B'nai Melachim. Yosef was the Mishlo Melech in Mitzrayim. So we're saying they should be Zoicha to Torah v'Gedula b'Mokam Echad. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vayter. Dinei Nefoshos Maschilim Min Hatzad. So Dinei Mominus Maschilim Min Hagadol. And Dinei Nefoshos Maschilim Min Hatzad. What does Maschilim Min Hatzad mean? So we mentioned before, Shailon the Rishonah, but it certainly means not from the Gadol. Minani Mili. Amr Avacha Bar Papa. Amr Akrod. Learned that from the following Pasuk. Leisane Al Riv. Now, if you look at the Pasuk, Leisane Al Riv, it doesn't say Riv, Reish Yud Beis, but rather it says Rav. Yesh Em Le Messiah, it says Rav. And we darshan Leisane Al Rav.
which means you're not allowed to argue with the Rav. You can't argue with the most chashiv of the Dayanim. So Pashup Shat, the way everybody reads this Gemara, and if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi's a little mashman that way as well, it means that you're not allowed to argue with the Mufla Shebebez. So if the Gadol Shebe Dayanim is going to be the one that's going to issue his verdict first, and he's going to say, Ruven Tzchayiv Miso, and one of the other Dayanim are going to be there, and he's going to think that Ruven really isn't Chayiv Miso, and there's a Din V'Yitzilu Eda, he's not going to be able to save Ruven because Leisan Arab. So it's for that reason, don't let the Gadol go first. Like this, you're not going to have an issue of Leisan Arab. But if you take a look at the Marsha and the Marshal, there's a long Arichas over here. And the Marsha, his primary question is, he says, it can't be such halacha. You're not allowed to argue with the Mufla Shebe Dayanim. First of all, it makes no sense. And second of all, we learned Gemara's already. The Gemara said that the idea of Mar Halacha B'fnei Rabbi doesn't apply when it comes to Lafrusha Me'isura. This Gemara is that we had on Daf Zayin earlier in the Masechta, to the contrary, a Talmud is Yoshef the Mnei Rabbi, Loisoguru B'fnei Yesh, you're not allowed to keep your words in. To the contrary, you have to express any doubt that you have about any Psak Halacha that's coming out. It doesn't matter if it's your Rebbe, if it's the Mufla Shebe Dayanim. Says the Marasha, you're right. Of course, there's no halacha. You know what the problem is? The problem is, number one, the Talmud might not know that, but even more than that, psychologically, once he hears his Rebbe says Chayef, in his mind, he may start doubting himself, and he may think that Halacha really is Chayef. So Avad, if the Rebbe says Chayef, and the Talmud says Zakai, or think Zakai, there's no Lesana Rav. Of course there's no such Halacha. But human psychology is that if your Rebbe says something, so you start thinking that maybe he's right, and he might mess with your line of reasoning. So we don't want the Talmud to hear his Rebbe's Psak Halacha. We want to give him an opportunity to say what he wants to say first, because it's going to shade him. Once he hears what the Rebbe says, it's going to be very hard for him to think on his own. But Avada, there's no Halacha where physically you're not allowed to argue with your Rebbe. To the contrary, you're obligated to. Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chana said in the name Rabbi Yechon in a different makar. The Pasuk says, and this is Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Hei, Vayoyimre David La'Noshav, Chigru Ish Es Charboi. Everybody, take your sword. Vayachkeru ish escharboi. Everyone took their swords. Vayachker gam David escharboi. Now the context over there is Novel. He was a Merib Malchus, and they're about to kill Novel. Now, Avada David HaMelech wasn't just going to kill him. There was going to be a Bezdin that was going to convene, and they had a paskin that Novel was a Merib Malchus, and that he was Chayiv Misa. And this pasuk is describing it. So how does the pasuk describe it? Vayachkeru ish escharboi. Everybody took their cheref, meaning everybody was going to determine now whether he's guilty or not guilty. Vayachkor gam David es charboi. And David also. David is the greatest. David comes afterwards, after everyone does it, after Vayachkor ish es charboi, it's Vayachkor gam David es charboi. So what do you see? That the Mufla Shebet Ayonim goes last. Omer Rav, Shoyna Odom L'Talmidoi V'don Imoi B'din Enefosh. What if there's a Rebbe and a Talmud, they're sitting on a Bezel Shachav Gimel, and the Talmud has a question about a certain halacha as it relates to this psak. He's not sure. They're doing their due diligence, they're going back and forth, they're deliberating, they're in the jury room, and they're not sure. And the Talmud turns to his Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, could you help me out? Clarify this halacha. And the Rebbe clarifies it for him. And once he clarifies it for him, he was able to persuade the Talmud to see the verdict the way the Rebbe saw it. Meaning this halacha that he force-fed his Talmud caused the Talmud to paskin like the Rebbe. Here's the question. The question is, does it count as one or does it count as two? They're two people, that's why it should count as two. But being that they have a Talmud-Rebbe relationship, and there's an understanding that the Talmud is just going to accept whatever he hears from his Rebbe, and he literally spoon-fed it for him, so could be they're not considered two dayers. Could be they're only considered one day. Oh my, Rav addressed this very halacha. Shoyna Adam le-Talmidai, V'don imoy b'dine nefashis. Meisvei. Hatayrus v'atmeis. When it comes to Tumah v'tayra, Avu b'nai father, Nesan Rav, Tavidei Rebbe, in the Talmud, Mare Lom Shnayim, they consider two deyos. Dine mominis, one comes to dine mominis, or dine nefashis, or dine makois, Kiddush HaChodesh, V'ibur Shana, Avu b'nai. In all those cases, a father and a son, Harav v'talmidoi, Emoinen lohen, Elo echad. You see, they count as one. So is it two or is it one? Says the Gemara, Kikoma Rav. When Rav said they count as two, he meant Kigoin Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi. He meant Talmidim like Rav Kahana and Rav Asi. They're Talmidim, but
they're on the level of Rav Kana Rav Asi, the Gemara, the Rav Avi Tzrichi. They had to come on to their Rebbe, perhaps, to know a certain halacha. Ule Svari, the Rav Avi Tzrichi. But they certainly didn't have to come on to their Rebbe to know the Svar. So if there's a Talmud who doesn't even know how to think through the situation, and his Rebbe just tells him, listen, this is the halacha, and this is the way I see it. So he's force feeding a Psak halacha. So he's not considered an independent day. So it's just one day. But a Rebbe and a Talmud, where the Talmud is a Talmud Chacham, he's someone that knows how to think on his own. He just happened to not know a certain halacha. And the Rebbe told him, listen, there's a Braisa somewhere, it's a Tosefta, it's a Mishnah, whatever. This is the way it is. And now, once he heard that, using his own Seichel, he was able to formulate his own Psak halacha. Over there is where the Braisa said they're going to be considered, or that's where Rav said that they're going to be considered to Amr Abavo. Asar Dvar Miesh Medina Mamas Dina Nefash. Vo said that there's 10 chilukim between Dine Mominus and Dine Nefashis. Where did he get these 10 things from? That was the mission, the first mission in the Perek. The Kulan Ein Noyag in Mishara Nisko, Chutz Miesrim Vishloisha. And all these Chumras that the Mishnah discussed regarding Dine Nefashis do not apply to the Shara Nisko, with the exception of Esrim Vishloisha. So we're all familiar with the Shara Nisko. We learned Masechtas Bava Kama not too long ago. What we're also familiar with is the Gemara says, Kemisas Bailim. And just like the Bailim, when he was killed, he would be killed by Bezin Shachav Gimel, so too a Shar HaNisko, when it was stoned to death, it had to be stoned with a Bezin Shachav Gimel. It's learned out from a Hekish. The halach is Kemisas HaBailim, Kach Misas HaShar. Clares Rabavo. What about all the other details, all the other dinim that we had in our Mishnah that mentioned differences between Dine Mominus and Dine Nefashis? All these halachas, do they apply to a Shara Nisko or not? Do you treat Dine Shara Nisko like Dine Nefashis, just like there's a halach of Bezin Shachav Gimel, so too maybe all these other chumras, Maschil Manatzad, Poiskun Luschos, all the different halachas that were mentioned in the Mishnah, maybe would apply for the Dine Nefashis of a Shara also. Why? Kemisas HaBailim, Kach Kemisas HaShar, or maybe not. Zok Rabavo, that there's 10 chilukim in the Mishnah between Dine Mabas and Dine Nefashis, and in all those cases, the Shara Nisko is treated like Dine Mominus, Chutz Mi Esrim Vishloisha, with the exception of Esrim Vishloisha. Now Rashi says that what's the reason for it? The reason for it is because it's true there's a drasha that says Kemisas HaBailim, Kach Kemisas HaShar, but at the same time, all the other halachas mentioned in the Mishnah, the yisoid of those halachas, why Dine Mominus and Dine Nefashis are different, is because the Dine Nefashis is halacha v'yitzilu ha'eda. We have to do things to try to spear this person, right? We said that there's a balance that Beis Din always had to juggle. On the one hand, uvi'ar tora, if there's someone that deserves to die, you kill him. And at the same time, v'yitzilu ha'eda. You try not to kill a yid if you could prevent killing him. So it was something that they had to balance. And all the halachas mentioned in the Mishnah was us doing this juggling act, that on the one hand we're going to prosecute this person, but at the same time we're going to be sensitive to the idea of Yitzilu Eida. So Zok Rashi, that heyois all the dinim in the Mishnah are based on the Yitzilu Eida. It doesn't pass the Yitzilu Eida by the Shara Nisko. So you're right. There is an idea that we look at it as a Dine Nefashis, and that's why it requires a Bezin Shachav Gimel, but the Yitzilu Eida not. And all the chilukim, with the exception of Bezin Shal Gimel and Bezin Shachav Gimel, are totally in V'yitzilu Eida, and it's for that reason it doesn't apply to the Sharm. It says the Gemara, "Nami li Amar Avachah bar Papa Damar Kros, Lointav Am Apasik, Loisata Mishpat Evyoincha B'Rivoy." And this is the Makar, that although you go Baser Roiv by Dine Nefashis, but Roiv L'Schos, even one more is a Roiv. Roiv L'Chayiv, you would have to have two more. And this pasuk is one of the makaris to that. Leisata mishpat evyoincha beriva. And we learn from there, mishpat evyoincha yatamata. It's only when it's evyoincha, it's your friend, you're a person that's being killed. When it comes to a shar nisko, there you could kill the shar, even though in terms of roiv, all you have is one more. So what do you see from there? That one of the halachas in the Mishnah, this idea that dine mominis, one more bein l'schus, bein l'chayev, but as a when it comes to Dine Nefashis, one more l'schus, but two more l'chayiv does not apply to the Shara Nisko. So just like that chiluk doesn't apply to the Shara Nisko, so too the other chilukim don't apply to the Shara Nisko. And the way Rashi explains it, what's the yisoid? This is a gilui that there's no v'tzilu eidim when it comes to the Shara Nisko. Once there's no v'tzilu eidim, and mele all the halachas are going to be chiluk as well. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Avo said that asar dvarim yesh min Dine Mamnas l'Dine Nefashis. He said there's 10 chiluk. Fake the Gemara, asar hotas havi. There's only 9. Fake the Gemara, it's not true. Ha'asarik tani, count it, it's 10. 10, 9, 10. So the Gemara says no. The reason the Maksha has a problem with Rabbi Vo who said that this 10 chilukim, he thinks it's only 9, even though if you count it in the Mishnah, it's really 10. Mishum de enakol ksherim, the esrim v'shloisha chadi. Because the Maksha held that the Mishnah says at the end, enakol ksherim lodim dine nefashis. Everyone's kosher to dan dine mamunas. We'll see in a minute what that means. But not everyone's kosher to dan dine nefashis. In order to be on the bezin, shalchav gimel, you had to be a meyuchas. You had to be someone that can marry into the families of kehanin, the mishpachis, hamayuchasis, shebi yisrael. So the Maksha held that and esrim v'shloisha is really one and the same. Why? Because the reason you had to be a miyuchis to paskin dinei nefashis is because dinei nefashis required a bezin shachav gimel. A bezin shachav gimel was a Sanhedrin, albeit the Sanhedrin ketana, and it was to be a member of the Sanhedrin that you had to be a pristine yichus. So really, one flowed from the other. It's two different halachas. Number one, dinei nefashis requires a bezin shachav gimel. Number two, each one of the 23 members of the Sanhedrin had to be miyuchasos, but really one flows from the other. It's because you need chav gimel. In other words, it's because you need to be a Sanhedrin ketana, right? Bezin shachav gimel was called the Sanhedrin ketana. There was the Sanhedrin agadol, and there was the Sanhedrin ketana. That was the bezin shachav gimel. And to be a member of the Sanhedrin ketana, you had to have a good yichus. So that's why the Maksha says, Rebbe Vo, you're telling me 10 chilukim? You should have said 9 chilukim. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rebbe Vo knew that in the Mishnah is really only 9. He knew that ena kokshei reladin dinei nefashis. And dinei nefashis bechav gimel is one and the same. However, ikar chriti, but there was a different one, and that was the 10th one. It's not mentioned in our Mishnah. It's in the Brayso. I'm going to the Brayso. In moish even b'Sanhedrin zokin v'soris u'misha in b'banim. So you couldn't appoint as a member of the Sanhedrin a zokin. That's an old man. A soris, someone that loyalenu can't have children. U'misha in b'banim, or someone that's young. He didn't have children yet. Rabbi Yehuda ma'isav af achzari. Even an achzari can have a shtib mitkinder. But if you know for a fact that this person is a bad guy, you know he's an achzer, you couldn't point him on the Sanhedrin. So Deli Rashi says, what's the point? The point is, because you want this person to be able to show compassion. And someone that has children, someone that's gone through tzar gidul banim, what it does is, it's difficult. It's one of Chava's 10 klolos, but at the same time, it builds metal. It builds a certain sense of compassion and rachmanis, and in order to sit on a bezel shachav gimel, you have to be someone that's capable of being compassionate. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says zokin, so why not an old man? A man, this man could have 100 grandchildren. So why can't an old man be a member of the Sanhedrin? Sheshochach kvar tzar gidul banim, ve'emei rachmani. It's possible for a person to forget tzar gidul banim. When he was younger, he understood. I have good news and bad news. No, but you know, when you get older, it's possible. Sheshochach kvar tzar gidul banim, ve'enei rachmani, v'chein tzaris, etc. Says the Gemara, by the way, a chiddush v'chilufeim b'meisis. When it comes to a meisis, it's just the opposite. The rachmano omar lo yisachmo v'lo yisachasol. It's exactly how they put together a bezdin for a meisis. I have no idea. You had to find someone that was a tzaris, a zokin, a lebonim, misachik b'kuvio. So this guy had Allah Milas, but the bottom line is that when it comes to a meisis, it's just the opposite. So that's the 10th chilek. So Rabbi Vo, it's true, Rabbi Vo learned the Mishnah. He knew in the Mishnah there's only 9 differences between Dinei Mabinus and Dinei Nefashis, but there was a Braisa. In the Braisa there was a 10th, and that's where he got the 10th. So the Mishnah said, Akol Ksherin Lodun Dinei Mabinus, the Ein Akol Ksherin Lodun Dinei Nefashis. Says the Gemara, Hakol Lasuyei, we know wherever it says in the Mishnah, Hakol, so Hakol is Lasuyei, it's coming to be Marba something, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Lasuyei Mamzer. It's coming to be Marba a Mamzer. That not only is everyone okay to be on a bezdin of Dinei Mamonis, but even a Mamzer, meaning a Mamzer you would have thought, for sure not. No, even a Mamzer is okay. Freit Gemara, Dinei Chadas, and I know that already from another Mishnah, a Mishnah, Mesechtis, Nida. The Mishnah says, Kol Roy, Lod Dinei Nefashis, Rad Lod Dinei Mamonis. Anyone that's Roy to be on a bezdin of Dinei Nefashis, Roy to be bezdin of Dinei Mamonis. The Eish Roy, Lod Dinei Mamonis, Vein Roy, Lod Dinei Nefashis. There are people, however, that they're Roy to be on a bezdin of Dinei Mamonis, but they're not Roy to be on a bezdin of Dinei Nefashis. Vavinam Ba, Lasuye Mai, who are these people? Kol Roy, Lod Dinei Nefashis, who is this? That a mamzer could be on a bezdin of dinei mamonis. So what's the kasha? What do I need two mishnayos for? We have our mishnah hakol ksheim lodin dinei mamonis. Hakol, the word hakol is extra lasuye mai lasuye mamzer, and then we have a mishnah that says kol haroy lodin dinei nefashas roy lodin dinei mamonis kol lasuye mai. So I have a mission in Sanhedrin, I have a mission in Nida. Why do I need two Mishnayos to tell me the same halacha? Zok de Gemara, Chadol Asuyeh Ger, V'Chadol Asuyeh Mamzer. One mission is coming to be Marba Ger Tzedek. The other mission is coming to be Marba Mamzer. V'Tzricha, the Gemara says, I need both. Yashminon Ger, because I only had a Mishnah to teach me that a Ger is Ro'oi to be on a Bezdin. I would have thought, you know why a Ger, the Ro'oi Lovi Bekah? Because a Ger, although he wasn't born a Yehudi,
But right now, he can marry. He can marry anybody. He's roi lovi bekal. Avo mamzer, but a mamzer ain't maloi, because he's also lovi bekal. V'yash min a mamzer, and I only know mamzer, the bami tipa ksheira. At the end of the day, he came from a tipa ksheira. Now, it's true, he came from a bia asura, but the tipa was a tipa ksheira, because his father was a yid. Avol ger, deloi bami tipa ksheira. But a ger who didn't come from a tipa ksheira, his parents weren't Jewish. Emo loy, I would have thought maybe not tzricha. So therefore, we need to know that a mamzer could be on a bezin shel gimel. We need to know that a ger could be on a bezin shel gimel as well. There's a tesis over here that discusses something that's come up in the daf many times. And you just see the Marmar Kaimis, the tesis quotes Yevamis and Kedushin. It's also in Saitim and Malaf on the days where tesis says, I thought there's a halacha that a ger is not allowed to have any position of power. No srara. The Gemara said that he couldn't even be in charge of the local well. Even something as superficial as that, the ger wasn't allowed to do. So lechura, how is it possible for him to be on a basis? So Taisa says a chiddush, the hacha mairi ladun ger chaveiro. Could be we're talking out here about danning a ger chaveiro. This ties into the Yehuda Chayshim Mishpat Siman Aleph, where Taisa talks about Shlomo HaMelech, whose mother was Namo HaAmoines. He came from Gerim. How was he allowed to be a Melech Yisrael? The Teret says you only can appoint, you got to be Yerusha, the Mechaz Chinuch, v'chulei. We spoke about it Shavuos night, we've spoken about it many times. There's probably raid bites out there somewhere, but the bottom line is, this is Gishmak raid. V'ein kam v'koyme l'karech, v'ein hakel k'sherin, lo dun dinei nefashas. Mishnah said, not everyone's kosher to dan dinei nefashas. My time. Why do you have to be a miyuchas? You have to be a miyuchas to be a member of the Sanhedrin? So, the Gemara, yeah. Tony Rabbi Yosef, k'shem shebezim b'ruch b'tzedek, just like Bezdin had to be naki. When it comes to tzedek, they had to be perfectly righteous. Kach menukim mikomo. So too, they had to be naki. They couldn't have any blemish. Couldn't have any blemish. What does it mean they can't have a blemish? They can't have any blemish in their yichus. They have to be einiklich from the Rebbe to Meirich. They have to have perfect yichus in order to be a member of the Sanhedrin. Amar Amemer Mikra. How do you know that? What's the makar? It's a pasuk. A pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Kulach yafa rayasi umum Ein Bach, referring to the Sanhedrin. So you see, they're Mum Ein Bach. Maybe Mum Ein Bach over there means they don't have any physical blemishes. And you know, it means Yichus. You know, it means lineage. Maybe it means a physical. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara is persuaded. You must learn it from another passing. In Parashas Da'loischa, Shem tells Moshe, Ei esfuli shivim mishmi zikne Yisrael. V'siyatzvu sham imach. And what do we learn from there? Imach. They have to be like you. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu had good yichus, he was from the Mishpachis HaMiyuchasos Shebi Yisrael. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu's parents was a zivug of Gilei Arayis and maybe even Machzor Yerushalayim, but at the end of the day, Vayikach, Vayelechish mi Beis Levi, Vayikach es Bas Levi. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes from pristine yichus. Imach b'doy memlecha. All 70 members of Moshe Rabbeinu's Sanhedrin had to be like Moshe. So members of the Sanhedrin HaGadol had to be like Moshe, members of the Sanhedrin HaKotan also had to be like Moshe. But the Gemara says, V'duma hasa mishum shechina. Those 70 skenim were going to be Moshe Rabbeinu's proverbial Sanhedrin. But at the same time, they were also going to be Nevi'im. Eldor Umeidon, Nesnavim, B'machna. They were two of the 70. So they were going to be Nevi'im. And being that they were going to be Nevi'im, maybe it was the Nevuah Shebohem that required them to be people that had good yichus, mishpachas, hamiyuchasis, b'Yisrael. How do you know to be a member of the Sanhedrin? Meaning those 70 skenim were two hats. On the one hand, they were Sanhedrin, but on the other hand, they were also Nevi'im. So maybe it's out the Novi Shaboy that they had to have perfect yichus. Maybe in order to be a member of the Sanhedrin, you know, and the Gemara is persuaded by that argument as well. I hear, Elo Amr, Rav Nachum, Ayisrael, Amr, Kratz, learned that from a third pasuk, the Nasu Itcha. And that's already in Shmois Yudches. It's not talking about the Sanhedrin HaGadol per se. It's also not in the context of Nevuah, but rather V'shaftu as Am B'chaleis. This is after Yisrael gives Moshe Rabbeinu good advice to appoint and to establish a judicial system. So the pasuk says that Kol Adavar HaGadol Yaviu Eilecha. Every Davar HaGadol is going to go to Moshe. V'Kol Adavar HaKatin Yishbetu Heim V'Hakam Me'olecha V'Nasu Itcha. They're going to carry the load of Klal Yisrael together with you. We learn from there Itcha. They have to be like you. And again, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was a miyuchis, so too they had to be miyu chasim. So today's daf is really the first of a week of Gishmak Daffin. If you turn the pages, you see long daffin, a lot of agadata. And that's Hashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow.